News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 12th of July, Anno Domini 2003, and you are listening to the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rob Linton. Steve Ray is one step ahead of the law somewhere in the Midwest. We're hoping that...
Or he could be at a Trek convention.
Or he could be at a Trek convention. We don't know quite where he is, but we know he's not here. We're going to be taking your calls at the numbers you just heard. We're going to be talking about all kinds of wonderful stuff in the on our website and a lot of wonderful stuff in the computer world, starting with the news.
And our trivia, too.
And we'll talk about our trivia question, but we'll start with Dave.
Well, a couple things. One of the biggest ones, I think, is going on is the event that really never happened. As you folks know, last week we were talking about, and it was in the news, about this great hacking contest that was going to take place. And everybody had to worry about, you know, oh, is your website secure and everything else? Well, I think it was one of the biggest non-events going on. Here's what happened. Literally only a mere 300 sites were hacked. Well, if for you folks that may not know what's going on the Internet, that's actually lower than an average week of hack attacks. I mean, on the average, 500 websites a week normally get hacked. There's just a lot of folks out there that have too much free time on their hands, and they go out there and try to, you know, hack into web, literally different websites. But I think the biggest thing was is because they made such a big deal out of it, that's why it was a big non-event. And from what I understand, I was reading through a few different threads, evidently the hackers that were going to do the hacking and they were holding the website to register, you know, to be a hacker and all that, was hacked into and taken down.
Yeah, denial of service attack took that whole website down. They couldn't register their hacks.
And they were, you know, literally stopped dead in their water and, you know, so it was a big non-event. The other thing going on is... Laptops. The sale of laptops is really starting to outpace the desktops. with all the features and, you know, compactness of it and, you know, durability now. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, laptops before, you know, we always know that if you dropped them, you know, you were pretty well hosed, but the impacts and just the other features, you know, wireless, firewire.
Well, yeah, the big thing is that it used to be that a laptop, you had to make concessions to get a laptop.
Exactly.
You know, it
weight,
was underpowered, thickness. It didn't have as big a hard drive, it didn't have as many features. Nowadays, every laptop has the same features you want in a desktop.
I mean, you can get the bigger hard drives. I just put in...
Faster machines, bigger hard drives.
You know, and they're quieter.
Yes.
The batteries, the improvement in the batteries, like we were reporting last week, you know, with the fuel cells and all that's coming on board. You know, I mean, there's, big changes coming on board for that. One thing I don't really see them, and I'm not a big fan. Matter of fact, I had a client just come in this week looking for a computer for their child to go off to college. Well, he wants a laptop. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I says, if you want to be buying him another computer a month after he goes to school, well, why? Well, if it's in the dorm room or anywhere else, they disappear faster than you can blink. You know, because they can throw them in the back of a backpack and somebody could be walking through and have 2-3 laptops.
It takes you literally less than 10 seconds to steal a laptop.
Yeah, literally. Unplug it, boom, unhook, because what? It's hooked up to it. Maybe definitely the power cord, the internet cord, and maybe a mouse. That's usually it, and a printer. You unhook those, boom, fold it down, because they are so small and compact, you can throw a couple of them into a backpack, and you'd never know the difference.
Yep.
and you're gone. And there's, you know, a couple thousand bucks down the toilet.
Yep.
So, you know, but it's good. I mean, they are coming down. A lot of folks can still use them, you know, for folks that have to travel and that. It's great.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rob Linton, and Munich Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The historic downtown Cornhill District and WHAM invite you to join us for the 35th annual Cornhill Arts Festival. It's this weekend. Enjoy 2 days of live entertainment, kids' activities, great food, and unique handcrafted art from over 450 vendors. Visit the Wham tent and try your luck at winning tickets to Wham-a-Lama Ding Dong, Wham's 81st anniversary celebration concert at Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center. Enjoy your weekend with Wham this Saturday and Sunday at the Cornhill Arts Festival. Festival runs 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Sunday.
At John Deere, we know what takes your breath away. No, it's not a two-hour tug-of-war with a tree stump. It's the umpteenth trip you and your wheelbarrow make to and from the mulch pile. Well, say sayonara to wasted weekends. Behold the John Deere Gator utility vehicle. With its heavy-duty cargo box made of 16-gauge steel, you can now load and haul more topsoil, more boulders, more paving bricks, even more bacchusandras, all at an 18-mile-per-hour clip. Try that with Mr. Wheelbarrow. And if you act now, you can get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator and save up to $2,000. We'll even throw in special financing offers. Saving time, saving money, saving your hamstrings. There's nothing like it, and nothing runs like a Deere. Call 1-888-MO-PROS to find your nearest dealer.
Offer ends July 25th, 2003. Financing offers subject to qualified credit on a revolving plan. For personal use only, see dealer for details.
Hey, folks, this is Jim Salmon from the Wham Home Repair Show. Guess where I am? I'm at 5110 West Ridge Road, best set tile and hardwood. I'm standing underneath a tent jam-packed with pallets of the finest ceramic tile and backerboard and mortar and hardwood flooring and all the great things you need to make your house look better. Best Set Tile and Hardwood is a terrific showroom. They have all of the state-of-the-art, the latest ceramic and granite tiles. It's just beautiful. They're having a huge, huge tent sale going on right now. I'm out here with my radio partner, John Carr, and guess who else is here? The one and only, the Bob Lonsberry. So come on down and visit us. We'll be down here till about 1 o'clock, but the sale goes until 6. And we're giving away a room full of tile. So come down and register for that. We're also giving away some movie tickets. And again, we're at Best Set Tile and Hardwood, 5110 West Ridge Road in Spencerport. Come on down and visit.
I'm George Jones. I've spent almost 50 years on the road with my RV, and I've learned a few things. Rule number one, maps are not a bad thing. Rule number two, eating a three-day-old sandwich from a gas station is. Rule number three, the sunset is prettier from a comfortable lawn chair. Rule number four, visit the friendly folks at Camping World.
The RV and camping experts at Camping World can help you find your outdoor adventure. They sell, service, and install more RV gear and supplies than anyone. You can even save 10% on everything by joining the President's Club.
Oh yeah, that's rule number five.
So before you head out, gear up at Camping World.
Maybe that should be rule number one.
To find great prices on the best RV and camping gear, visit Camping World. For store locations nationwide, go to campingworld.com or call 1-800-616-CAMP. That's 1-800-616-CAMP.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, Microworks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. In the news this week, I'm going to talk about cell phones and camera phones. You know, camera phones are pretty cool deals. You get to snap a picture of your kids or whatever and shoot it over the phone to somebody else.
Yeah, I've seen that one with the guy that's a hot dog.
Yes, yes. Pretty good deal. You can do all kinds of nifty stuff. Of course, as with every force, there is a dark side. Some people are secretly taking photos up women's skirts and down into bathroom stalls. Others are avoiding buying books and magazines by snapping free shots of the pages.
Get out.
Absolutely true. No matter what the technology... there will always
some
be people.
Weird
exactly,
SOB.
Exactly. In South Korea, where there are more than 3 million camera-equipped cell phones, Samsung Electronics is banning their use in its semiconductor and research facilities in an attempt to stave off industrial espionage. They simply have to. Samsung is simply making them stick tape over the handset's camera lens. Digital shoplifting is a problem. Magazine publishers in Japan are finding that sales are being devastated by people going in and taking a picture. Now, it's still pretty hard to read an entire magazine page, even if the thing is put on a personal computer, but photographing restaurant... menus and information about job openings, a pop star's photo, a recipe out of a magazine or a book.
Literally anything is there to steal. And, you know, a lot of folks are really still unaware that, you know, that they might be doing that.
Yep.
So if you've got something, matter of fact, I've seen that happen, it was a number of years ago at the clothesline show. An individual is going around with a camera.
Yep.
And a few of the artists got a little upset, you know, because the guy was literally taking pictures to steal ideas.
Yep.
You know, different woodworking ideas, things and that type of stuff, and, you know, crafty things. And the guy goes, no, get that out of here.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're literally stealing other ideas because they can't think of it on their own.
That's exactly right. And in all around Asia, fears are rising about photos being surreptitiously taken in swimming pools and locker rooms. Cell phones have already been declared off limits by Japanese public bathhouses. On the other hand, in China, a girl was in a store, and there was a guy who was acting a little strange. She took his picture unbeknownst to him with her cell phone, and he then turned around and robbed the store. She had his photo. Ta-da!
Cool!
Here's another interesting one. The British Library is selling 40 sounds from its collection of 100,000 wildlife recordings to iTouch and Mobile Tones, which will sell those recordings as ringtones for cell phones. They can only be used on the new generation of polyphonic cell phones. But starting in September, you'll be able to download them, and you can answer your phone with a roar. On the other hand, and then back to the dark side, T-Mobile. You know T-Mobile, commercials with Catherine Zeta-Jones. T-Mobile International AG, this is the German division, said it is expanding the range of video clips. It sells video clips to German cell phone subscribers. You download a video clip. You'll be able to buy music videos and erotic videos.
You know what? Some folks really need to get a life.
The German...
Not for nothing.
Division of T-Mobile is selling these
things.
They're
sitting there. Also, I've seen where you can play games on your cell phone. It's like, hello?
No,
it's a phone!
You know what? I can understand being able to change the ringtone. I can even understand being able to play games. But porn on your cell phone?
No. Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7/8.
Exactly. Now, the clips, unfortunately, are only up to 15 seconds long, which may be enough time. Anyway, we're done with the news for another day. And we're going to talk about the trivia. We do have a trivia contest. We have a trivia contest every week. Our fabulous prize this week, are you ready? Are you sitting down? It's 2 free tickets to any Regal Cinema Theater in the area. You can have any movie at any Regal Theater you want. And to get this fabulous prize requires 2 simple steps. Thank you very much. We'll be here all week. Try the deal. First step is to answer the trivia question correctly and fully. Second is to pick up your tickets between 9 and 5 here at the Wham Studios. and that's all it takes. So those of you who are calling from way out there may not want to be able to actually play the trivia game, because unless you're willing to drive to Rochester, pick up a couple of movie tickets, maybe you will. Who knows?
Yeah.
This week's question, last week we talked about fuel cells being available for laptops. So this week's question is, when was fuel cell technology first demonstrated? I want an exact year. For a for bonus points, not that you get anything for the bonus points, I want the name of the person who demonstrated it and where. How do you like that? And that's it. When was fuel cell technology first demonstrated? A full year, not, you know, a decade. We're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to go, oh, holy cow and a half.
This
we're going all the way out to Judy in the Thousand Islands. Judy, can you actually pick us up there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
I'm picking you up on the radio. I'm talking to you on my show.
Great.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm camping right now, actually, so I don't even have any electric. It's kind of roughing it, I guess.
That's where you got us. How rough can it be?
That's true. Hey, I got to buy some computers for work, and we're basically running 95 and 98.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. And I have a Novell server that everybody connects to.
Yeah.
I got to buy three new computers, and I want to get XP.
Mm-hmm.
Can I connect to the Novell server with XP? I can't seem to get this answer from anybody.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's...
you've got to install the Novell client for it. You know, like...
Okay, can I do that, though? I do that on the 95s and the 98s, but can I do that with XP?
Yeah, it's the same It's the same product, NW-Link, they call it.
Okay.
For NetWare Link, and it's the same kind of redirector that you... redirector is the technical term, maybe we don't care about that.
Yeah.
It's the same driver stuff that you loaded on 95 and 98.
Okay.
It exists... for XP, and it comes with XP.
Okay.
So you just pick it like you did for the others.
Okay, now do I have to, is there a difference between home and pro?
Yes.
Yes, you
so
want
I need to
pro.
Go for pro.
Yeah.
Yes, for an office environment, the added security, you definitely want pro.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
There you go.
I'm going to go out and sit by the river and watch the ships go by.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man, we'll be up, Judy. Save us a bit.
How's the weather up there?
Right now, it's blowing very badly, and it's very overcast. In fact, we're going out to dinner tonight. No fire tonight.
Whereabouts in the Thousand Islands?
We're at Cedar Point State Park, right on the edge of Clayton and Cape Vincent.
Okay.
On Route 12.
No, I know it because, well, believe it or not, I lived a couple of years up in Ottenburg.
I'm losing it.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Thank you very much.
I used to love it up there because my great-grandparents they lived on Ford Street, and it was an old home. And you could sit on the porch at night, and I'd sit there with my great-grandfather and watch the ships going up and down the St. Lawrence.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it was fantastic. I'd sit there with my great-grandfather, and like I say, and this big, huge porch swing, and we just watched these big ocean liners and that type of stuff, freighters and that, going up and down the St. Lawrence. It was a great time in my life.
Yep, beautiful stuff.
Man,
beautiful
pretty
stuff.
Country up there.
Beautiful stuff. All right, back to the phones. We're going to talk... Dave's off in the 60s
again. I'm up
again.
To a Thousand Islands.
Sure, he's having fun, and we're 50, talking...
That was the 50s for me.
Oh, that's right, you're old. I keep forgetting. We're going to talk to Jack in Pittsford, New York. Welcome, Jack.
Hi, great show you guys got.
Thank you.
A buddy of mine asked me to take a look at his laptop.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
no, it's a buddy,
it
not me, no.
Yeah, no, a friend
I spent
of a friend.
3 years before I retired in the computer business. So.
Okay.
But and what's happening to it is when you boot up Windows, comes into Windows, everything starts up, and within a couple minutes, all of a sudden, drops power completely. And you have to hold the power on button to off position for about 4 seconds in order to get it to even restart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I took and I shut down everything in startup. So that nothing.
Have you tried checking out the power supply?
No,
it may have nothing to do with Windows.
Yeah.
Well, it is in Windows because if I run it in safe mode, it doesn't fail.
All right. Have you checked the energy saving to make sure all that stuff in there and in the BIOS are turned off?
Yeah, I turned all that off. And it starts everything down in the system tray, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then it varies in time, maybe from about a couple minutes to maybe 10 minutes. He said at one time it used to be quite a while, and then it would drop off, but now it seems to be, you know, much shorter period of time.
Oh, man. How old is this laptop?
Roughly about 1998, I think. It's Windows 98.
I'm thinking that you've got, well, but it doesn't do it in safe mode, you're saying.
No. I've been running, I ran it, I left it in safe mode all night last night, and it never failed.
See, that's the stumper.
And it's running, what, Windows 98?
Yeah.
Do you have a network card in this machine?
I believe there is one.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Does it come out? Is it? Is
yeah, it's a, I think it's, let me see, I thought I saw it here. Yeah, there's two cards in the side of it here.
Take them both out.
Okay.
And reboot and see if the same problem happens.
All right.
The problem might be that the card is shorting.
Or it could be an energy saving. You know how you can get into energy saving within a card?
Right.
Once you install it.
Well, whatever's
wait
happening.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I may have lied to you on that.
Okay.
These are just blanks that are in there.
Okay. Because I was about to say, well, it's not important now. It sounds, if you've turned off all of the stuff, have you tried resetting the video mode?
No.
Try resetting it to 640 by 480 and see if that does it.
Okay.
It might be that you're overdriving the video and killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Try that. Let us know.
Or even leave it at 600 by 800, but reduce the number of colors.
Right, but I'd start at 640 by 480. If that sells it, then you can move
lower,
up until it
and
dies.
And lower car,
exactly.
Colors. Go 256 colors.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites 1180 WHAM.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide. But you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Aquan processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
Visit New York's Finger Lakes region, where you'll find water galore for boating, fishing, and swimming. Travel back in time at a museum or historic site. Enjoy the natural scenery, friendly people offering famous Finger Lakes hospitality. And Tuesday, July 15th through Saturday the 19th, enjoy the Hemlock Little World's Fair. The perfect family experience combined with the history of 100 years of horse racing with the Sire Stakes race with the thrill of today's demolition derbies. Bud Light and Bartles and James sponsor the region's best bands nightly at 8 p.m. in the festival building. Tuesday is opening day. 7 p.m., the Demolition Derby. 5 p.m. Wednesday, the Antique Tractor Pull. Thursday at 2, the Mounted Horse Patrol Competition. At 7, Championship Pull Riding. Friday at 7, the two-wheel drive truck plus the Modified and Superstock Tractor Pull. Saturday at noon, the 100th year celebration of the Sire Stakes. And at 6:30, the Demo Derby. The Hemlock Little World's Fair in the heart of Livingston County. Call the tourist information line at 1-800-538-7365 or on the web at FingerLakesWest.com. Check local newspapers for discount admission coupon.
You and the family in the car. You're on your way to Niagara Falls, the casinos, or just someplace different. An adventure. Stop! And begin your adventure closer to home with the historic fun and award-winning cuisine of Tillman's Historic Village Inn on Route 104 in Albion. Tillman's Village Inn has four generations of family working to bring your family the old-fashioned care and courtesy of their delicious food and weekly specials. But don't just come to Tillman's Village Inn for the fine dining. Come for the historic adventure. Immerse yourself in early 19th century fun, from the Cobblestone Museum to the Ridge Road Station Store. Plenty of farm markets, even a gift shop. And finish off your historic trip with a juicy prime rib from Tillman's Village Inn. Make the drive from the city for their reasonable prices. Take a day of it with history and adventure for the family. But be sure to make time for lunch or dinner at Tillman's Village Inn. At the corners of Route 104 and 98 in Albion, call 589-9151 for reservations to Tillman's Village Inn. And let the dining adventure begin.
At John Deere, we know what takes your breath away. No, it's not a two-hour tug-of-war with a tree stump. It's the umpteenth trip you and your wheelbarrow make to and from the mulch pile. Well, say sayonara to wasted weekends. Behold the John Deere Gator utility vehicle. With its heavy-duty cargo box made of 16-gauge steel, you can now load and haul more topsoil, more boulders, more paving bricks, even more bacchusandras, all at an 18-mile-per-hour clip. Try that with Mr. Wheelbarrow. And if you act now, you can get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator and save up to $2,000. We'll even throw in special financing offers. Saving time, saving money, saving your hamstrings. There's nothing like it, and nothing runs like a Deere. Call 1-888-MO-PROS to find your nearest dealer.
Offer ends July 25th, 2003. Financing offers subject to qualified credit on a revolving plan. For personal use only, see dealer for details.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is Sound Bites. Don't forget our trivia question of the day. In what year, we want the exact year, was fuel cell technology first demonstrated? Bonus points, who and where? And, oh, look, we're back to the phone.
Wait a minute. You know what? I just had Rob talking about doing things different, you know, and coming up with different ideas and all that type of stuff. We should talk to the station because, you know, come September, we start our 15th year.
Yes. I was only six when we began this show.
You want to buy some
Pop
land?
I was seven. No, I was seven. You're right. No, I was seven. Yep.
Try again. But no, I just haven't seen it. You know, we're coming
Some of our listeners weren't born when we started this show.
All right.
That's the scary part.
Yeah. But, you know, you probably should...
I was seven. Eight. Seven. Shut
yeah.
up.
I got
Rob
stopped.
Just said he was seven.
No. But seriously, though, we're coming up on 15 years coming Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
That weekend. We should maybe see if we could get some kind of party going or something. Do some...
Party!
Yes, and do something remote and have a cake and all that type of stuff.
I love this idea.
You know, we've been here for, coming up on 2 years.
I think you can hold your breath, but I love this idea.
But we have been, going for 15 years.
15 fabulous years!
So maybe we should get some input from other folks, ideas that we could... Maybe kick around and maybe get
That's
something
it.
Going.
Let's do that in the forums.
That's worth an idea.
That's an idea. Join us in the forums and somebody can start
but
a topic.
We
won't be home for hours.
And all that, I mean, it's a Saturday and that would give another reason, if it's right around there, the Labor Day weekend, that even if we can, do a remote outside or somewhere.
What we should do for our 15th anniversary show.
Yes.
I love this idea.
Yes.
All right, now we're going to talk to Bob from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. Love your show.
Thank you.
Listen, I installed XP, and since I've done that, I have no sound. Can you tell me where to find what I can do to get sound back?
What type of sound card do you have in the system?
That I don't know.
Do you know how much memory it has?
The Windows doesn't either.
How much memory?
How much memory is in it?
256.
You got to get that up to at least 512. What speed of the machine is it?
It's a Pentium 4, 1.7 gig.
Okay, no problem there. But what you're going to have to do is either go through your documentation and look for what type of sound card is in that system. Whether it's built onto the motherboard or whether it's a card, you're going to have to do some homework because evidently, like Nick said, Windows XP normally 99% of the time can even say, well, it's a sound blaster equivalent and put in some type of drivers. But 10-1 odds, if you were to go into the device manager, you're going to see that it's either red or yellow explanation mark next to it because it had a hard time trying to determine it. Also, when you do the install, it usually creates a text log that will put out on the desktop telling you incompatibilities. If you check that list, it might tell you, well, we found this sound card and we don't know any drivers or anything else or whether it's compatible, so you might have to do some homework there.
So I need 512, you say, of memory.
Yeah, get it up to 512, you'll be happier with it.
But that's separate from the sound card problem.
Oh.
When you upgraded to XP, did you by any chance open the case for any reason?
No.
Okay. Because I was wondering if maybe you would the sound card had been... Not
or if it's built onto the motherboard. Like I said, he's got to do some homework. Normally on the upgrade, it will also create a list of incompatible software or hardware.
Okay, can you walk me through it? Like, say, I go to start and then what?
If it's there, it's got to be right on the desktop. It should have created a file saying compatibility... .txt
either on the desktop or right at the root of the C drive. So if you double click on my computer, double click on the C drive, you'll see some files there and some folders. It should be one of those files.
And if you want to see if it's being seen in the device manager, if you go to start, right click on my computer and go down to properties, it'll open up a window. One of them is hardware. If you click on that tab, you'll see Device Manager. You can click on the Device Manager, it opens it up, and you can see if it's seeing the sound card or whether it's got a yellow exclamation mark on it or a red X.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Good luck, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now, slowly, how long are we going to do that joke? I don't care, it amuses me.
Yeah.
Slowly, we turn to Niagara Falls and speak to Leonard. Welcome, Leonard. What's your question?
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, you've helped me in the past many a time. Now I have another question.
Okay, send in your dollar.
I recently went to DSL.
Yeah.
And, which I love it. It's much faster.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of networking, can I run two DSL modems?
Why?
To run a separate computer in my son's room.
Yes, but you'd need a separate phone line.
Yeah.
Which I have phone lines in every room of my house.
No, a separate phone number.
For DSL?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's... yes. The easiest thing to do... Well, easiest thing. An easy thing to do is to get a hub, a router...
Or wireless
sort of thing, or wireless, and do it that way. Unfortunately, now you want to speak to the folks who gave you your DSL equipment and see what they gave you. Usually you can't because of the equipment they gave you. So that's really, unfortunately, a question for your DSL provider.
Two different numbers, and they're going to clash.
Right, but again, that's a question for your DSL provider. I'm sorry, we have to take another quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Benright, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Rochester Music Fest 2003, presented by Eastman Kodak Company and the City of Rochester. Two full days, two stages, Saturday and Sunday, July 19th and 20th, live at Genesee Valley Park, starring Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly, Erica Badu, The Whispers, Music, Drew Hill, Cantrell, and lots more. Plus, poetry, third world, and many local favorites. Rochester Music Fest 2003, Saturday and Sunday, July 19th and 20th, live at Genesee Valley Bar. Music daily from noon to 8 p.m. Continuing this year, free events from July 12th through the 18th. Call for a listing at 222-5000. Buy a two-day pass and save. Tickets on sale now at Ticket Express and all Ticketmaster. Charge by phone at 585-232-1900 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Rochester Music Fest 2003.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Hey, Frank Lonsbury here, broadcasting to you live from Best Set Town and Hardwoods on Route 104, just north of Spencer Corp, until 6 o'clock this evening at Best Set Town and Hardwoods. The best prices on the best hardwood, stone, tile, flooring in this region all year long. I want you to stop out if you're in your car today. They have here at their showroom extraordinary suggestions on how you can make any room in your house more beautiful. The products available today are things you cannot begin to imagine, both wood, stone, tile. You can purchase products here and install them yourself, or you can purchase products here and have the extraordinary folks at Best Set Tile and Hardwoods install them. Now, their big parking lot sale is just for today. Manufacturers, reps are on location. The best prices, again, anywhere in this region this year are here today. It's 5110 Ridge Road West in Spencerport. It's Best Set Tile and Hardwoods, bestsettiles.com. You're listening to News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Imagine a world.
And I gotta say, I agree with everything.
Where everyone thought alike.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
Oh, yes.
We agree with you.
When everyone thinks alike.
I totally agree with you there.
Everyone is likely to be wrong. We give you both sides.
Exactly.
I gotta take issue with you.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, no.
Whether you agree or disagree.
You're right or you're wrong.
He is wrong.
Doesn't matter.
I have to disagree with you.
I agree.
But I wholeheartedly disagree with you beyond expression.
Rochester's place to talk. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
The system is working.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180, WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Steve Knight. President Bush is heading home from Africa with controversy surrounding his CIA director. Mr. Bush says he stands by the embattled George Tenet. Some in Congress want an investigation about whether the president deliberately misled the American people in justifying the war against Iraq.
That's why the president, through his spokesman, said he considers the matter closed about this erroneous information he cited in his State of the Union address. And the White House says that even though that specific information about Iraq trying to buy uranium in Africa may have been untrue and founded on fraudulent documents, that overall, Iraq was trying to buy uranium in Africa, and the White House stands by that claim.
CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller. The uranium issue is boiling up in Britain, too. Here's reporter Charles Daggett from London.
Britain today defended the claim that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Niger. In a letter released from the Foreign Office, Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said the allegation was based on reliable intelligence that was not shared with the U.S. To make matters worse, the letter also says Britain was not made aware until recently that the U.S. had sent its own envoy into Niger to investigate the claim and found it unsubstantiated. Charles Daggett, CBS News, London.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has reportedly ordered dramatic changes in the military. The Los Angeles Times says Rumsfeld wants to create a force that could be ready for war in just 15 days. CBS News military analyst Major Mike Lyons says it shows how much the war in Iraq is straining the military.
This is implicit admission by the administration that there are not enough soldiers to replace the soldiers that are there right now.
There are 148,000 soldiers still in Iraq. Before and during the war, Army officials had planned for no more than 50,000 soldiers to still be there by now. President Ronald Reagan is the first living president to have an aircraft carrier named after him. The USS Ronald Reagan was commissioned today in Norfolk, Virginia. Mr. Reagan's health did not allow him to attend, but former First Lady Nancy Reagan was there.
I only had one line, so man the ship and bring her alive.
There was an emotional welcome home at Fort Stewart, Georgia, early today for the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman was there.
Just after midnight, they reappeared, in some cases, after more than a year in Kuwait and Iraq.
Daddy! Oh, God!
Staff Sergeant David Bass, grateful to be home.
What's it like, see everybody.
Like a new life. Start all over again.
The 3rd Infantry Division suffered the most casualties of any division during the war. This is CBS News.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges, and you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bella Sera USA, Hayward, California.
Here's what happened, oh, it's just right.
Like Brooksmith's happy ending,
it's all in
inside.
Then don't miss the JCPenney Super Savings Days book. Valid 3 days only this Thursday through Saturday. Pick up your Super Savings Days book loaded with great reasons to shop. It's your guide to extra savings in every department throughout the store. Better make it a quick read. The JCPenney Super Savings Days sale is Thursday through Saturday only. Hurry in.
It's all inside.
JCPenney. See savings book for details. Sale July 10th through 12th.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with a WHAM News update. Rochester Genesee Regional Transportation Authority Chairman Bill Nogé says it's an obvious step forward now that the Senators Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton are putting their support behind a proposed bus terminal in downtown Rochester. The RGRTA out with their response this afternoon. The news of Schumer and Clinton coming on board came from Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson last night. Two adults and four children escaped from a burning home this morning in Ontario County. Firefighters were called to the home on North Main Street in the village of Naples just after 6 o'clock. Everyone made it out safely. Police in Albany say four teens are in serious condition after they were shot early this morning. Authorities say the teens, who are between the ages of 13 and 17 years old, were shot in an apartment complex there. Their names are not being released at this time. Police are investigating a motive. Well, you could say that they were going cup crazy in Greece earlier today. Greece resident and New Jersey Devils star Brian Gianna brought the Stanley Cup to Rochester today and was showing it off to over 1,000 fans at Greece Ridge Mall. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time 105.
More news, more often. Check in 3, 4, 5 times a day to the news leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Summer is here, and it's time to pick your own berries at Brown's Berry Patch. There's a great feeling you get when you walk into Brown's Berry Patch and smell the fruits, fresh-baked pies, and good old country air all in one. Research shows the health benefits of fresh fruits, and Brown's Berry Patch has fresh strawberries in peak season right now. Brown's Berry Patch is fresh fruits and more. There's a lovely country gift shop, delicious sandwiches, strawberry shortcakes, and ice cream. Make it a family adventure at Brown's Berry Patch. Show the kids how to pick healthy fruit right out of the patch and visit the Barnyard Adventure, a children's discovery playground for kids of all ages. It's time to get away from your computer and pick a peck of berries and fun at Brown's Berry Patch, 20 minutes west of Hamlin Beach State Park. For directions, visit brownsberrypatch.com or call 682-5569. Brown's Berry Patch. New Febreze Allergen Reducer reduces airborne cat, dog, and dust mite allergens that come from fabrics by up to 75%, and it freshens, too.
Here's the WHAM radar weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York from News Source 13. For today, unseasonably cool and breezy with increasing clouds and isolated afternoon rain showers, a high of 70 degrees. For tonight and the overnight, scattered rain showers with some clearing skies late, a low of 58. And for Sunday, early clouds giving way to afternoon clearing with a high of 77 degrees. Nothing showing up, and in studio Rochester radar from News Source 13. Right now downtown, we have mostly cloudy skies, 67 degrees. More sound bites on the way next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we are Soundbites. We're going to talk a little bit about what goes on our website for a moment, but first let me remind you of today's trivia question for the fabulous prize of 2 free tickets to dang near any movie Hollywood's ever put out. The currently playing, that is to say. The question is, in what year was fuel cell technology first demonstrated? And for a bonus point, who demonstrated it? And where? In the meantime, we're going to talk a little bit about what goes on our website at soundbites.org. Francis would like me to remind you that Soundbites with a Y. We put out a weekly poll. Last week's poll
which got 286 votes, making it number 37 in the all-time hit parade, was Do You Use the Microsoft Passport Service? And the winner, by 56%, was Not On Your Tintype, followed by 35% of you who said, huh? And only 8% of you know what it is and apparently love it. So we'd like to thank all 286 of you who voted. We love to see those kind of numbers. This week's poll is from one of our members in our forums, MFC. We'd like to thank him for his, or her, or them, or they, or whatever it is, for that person's poll. What do you call unsolicited commercial email? And the choices are unsolicited commercial email, junk, spam, junk email, and nothing printable. Currently, we have 75 votes, and spam has 52% of those votes, followed by nothing printable. and I'm shocked for, tied for last place is unsolicited commercial email, which is quite a mouthful. Once you are done placing your vote in the poll, you can go to my website, asknick.com, that's asknick.com, and vote and give your opinion on the poll, because we not only have the poll itself, but also a space where you can put your own personal opinions in. We have 10 opinions in there so far. So far, they're actually all clean, and many of them actually have something to do with the poll.
Whoa!
Very shocking.
Yeah, really.
That's unusual and delightful, by the way. We're actually glad to see people kind of sticking a little bit to the topic. You should also take a look at our forums while you're there. If you're not on the Soundbites forums, you're missing a good half of the fun of Soundbites.
Unbelievable.
We have 2,093 topics so far, 18,642 messages, 13,090 registered users. While you're at the website, check out Dave Enright's basic PC configuration page. And every doggone single week, Dave has a brand new tip for you up on the website. We have the Soundbites calendar where you can see the local events, the computer-related events. If you are the person who keeps a calendar for a local computer-related event type organization, give me a shout and we'll get you up on the calendar so you can leave, so you can put your stuff up there too. And of course, it's not just Rochester; it's Buffalo and wherever else.
Yeah, I mean
Moody Blues 100. One of our members.
He's down in Jersey.
He might be still down in Jersey right now, bringing us some secretly recorded calls. These are, of course, calls that were recorded directly off the air with no change whatsoever. He and MarsGuy33 have been putting those up there. We also have a bunch of movie posters. Many of our participants in the forums are artists, if I may use that term.
Very loosely.
Very loosely. And they have been putting up some movie posters and some logos. You'll see today's logo is the poker playing dogs. And, of course, because you're actually watching, if you're one of the people who's listening to the show live, I'd like to remind you about the show cam, where you can see me and you can see Dave and you can see the back of Rob's head. We'd love to have you join us in the forums and join us on the website. And don't forget today's trivia question: in what year was fuel cell technology first demonstrated? But we're going back to the phones now and talking to Carl from Rochester, New York. Carl, you want to take a shot at the trivia?
I'd love to, but I have no clue.
Okay.
How are you guys doing? Happy 15th.
Happy 15th to you.
Well,
you know,
just
on Thursday was Nikola Tesla's birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, our 15th doesn't come up until September. But, you know,
yeah, it's in September.
But we got to get things kind of going now if we want to maybe try to do something.
Chuck E. Cheese. Anyway.
There you go, Chuck E. Cheese. Nice idea. So what's your question, Carl?
All right. I'm running Windows 2000 Professional.
Yep.
And this is the problem. I think I may have to send out for repair. But start it up, it goes through the whole cycle, and then all of a sudden it gets to starting Windows, and what happens is it stretch itself off and starts itself back up again.
Over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
Have you tried
to lay it to safe mode? I tried safe mode to try to kick it up. It wouldn't do it.
In safe mode?
Yep.
How about the boot to the last known good registry?
I tried that too.
Guess what you get to do?
Take it in.
Or reinstall 2000 over 2000.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what about everything that I had on there? It's all gone?
Well, of course you've got multiple backups.
Oh! Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I tried, can they take off anything off the hard drive? Is it possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not guaranteed.
Okay.
But anything's possible.
Because there's photographs on there, you know, that, yeah. You know, family picture.
It is possible that installing Windows over itself will not wipe out the hard drive, but it's only possible.
Oh, Nick, thank you so much.
You might be able to, if you can take the hard drive out and put it on another machine
right.
That is that has NTFS on it, say like Windows XP, you hook it up as a second drive, it will see the folders and everything else, so you might be able to salvage it that way before going and grabbing, you know, taking and wiping it out.
I gotcha.
And if you can't do that, you can pay a vendor like Green Shields or our own Enright PC Management to do that
and
for you.
And Works. I mean,
all of them do it. They just happen to be here.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's been a pain in the real, you know,
mm-hmm.
In the neck.
Yeah, in the neck. I knew that.
In the neck.
Meant. Yeah,
that's where exactly where it is.
Yeah.
And every time I start it up, it just
works its way down.
Kick it round and round and round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, thank you so much, and happy 15th.
Thank you, but
thanks
that's not until September. Our next call, we're still working on 14. Don't make us older than we are.
Really?
Although I will tell you that today is the birthday of Julius Caesar. Okay.
Apparently
we don't care. In 100 B.C.
But we just, yeah.
A big ave to our pal Julie.
Some of our listeners need to give us some other ideas that what we could do for 15th.
We need to know what we should do for our 15th
anniversary. And the more I think about it, you know, see what we can do.
Yeah. Aaron from Rochester, New York. Hi, Aaron. Want to take a shot at the trivia?
Yes, I do.
Oh, here we go.
Is it 1958?
No!
No, all right.
Good guess. Nice guess, though.
Thank you. Is it 1939?
No, you can't do both.
Oh,
you can't do multiple. 1958 was a bad guess. Thank you. Thank you anyway.
Thank you.
Just start throwing out the dates.
Yeah.
Please try. 1939, I will tell you this, 1939 is also wrong. Our next caller is Charlie from Spencerport. Welcome, Charlie. What's your question?
Just to have the answer, I think, for your trivia.
Yeah.
1839.
Very, very good.
All right,
you
Charlie.
Win, Charlie. Very nice. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, shocking but true, 1839 was the year that fuel cell technology was first demonstrated. Now, for the bonus points, Charlie, who and where?
William Grove, and he was a Welsh judge, but I don't know exactly where. Must have been a laboratory someplace.
He's got the same calendar as you,
Mike. He probably does. I'm very impressed. His name was Sir William Robert Grove, and he demonstrated it at London's Royal Institution. Yes, 1839, fuel cell technology was first demonstrated in 1839. Unfortunately, nothing much was done with it because we had all this newfangled oil hanging around that we could make gasoline out of, so why hang with fuel cells?
And we didn't have laptops.
And there, you know, there wasn't a need for them. Gasoline did everything we wanted to do, and we'd certainly never run out of that.
Exactly.
Charlie, you're a winner. Hang on the line. Don't hang up. Because our very own lovely and talented Rob Linton will take your information so that you can identify yourself
when
you come to get your prize. Thank you, sir. We're going to take a quick break while all of you are stunned and delighted that 1839 was fuel cell technology. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites at 1180 WHAM.
you suffer from sore feet, back, knee, or hip pain? If so, the Good Feet Store can help. With over 200 locations around the country, the Good Feet Store has helped millions of people find relief. Every day, customers talk of their new life, walking, running, and standing in their new arch supports, orthotics, cushions, and shoes.
When I went to the doctor and got diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, he told me that I could only wear sneakers. So there went all my summer collection of shoes and all my dress shoes I couldn't wear. It was just too painful, too much foot pain every day. I wanted to take off my shoes as soon as I got home every day. He said, don't walk around the house without your shoes on. So that just caused major strife, also caused back pain, a lot of back pain. But as soon as I got my arch supports from the Good Feet Store, I have no foot pain whatsoever, and I can wear any dress shoe that I want.
If you're having these kinds of problems, call the Good Feet Store at 424-4030. The Good Feet Store is located at 300 Highland Drive across from Marketplace Mall and next to Michael's. See us on the web at goodfeet.com or call today, 424-4030.
Just 20 minutes from Rochester, where the car deals are the best. Moyer, Moyer, we always say yes.
Get to Moyer today and let them say yes to you. It's 0-60 time. That's right, 0% financing for 5 years, or now get up to $4,500 in rebates on every new Chevy, Olds, and Buick. And exclusively at Moyer, you'll get additional dollar discounts on all Chevy, Olds, and Buicks. Again, only at Moyer. Don't wait, because this deal won't be here for long, and Moyer wants to say yes to you. Plus, Moyer always has the lowest price program cars and trucks, like 2000 through 2002 Malibus from under $8,000, or Impalas from under $10,000, Cavaliers for less than $7,000. Moyer.
Moyer, Moyer. We always say yes.
They're dying to say yes.
Moyer, Moyer. We always say yes.
Did you write a check today? Use your credit card? Mail your bills? Every day, you unknowingly expose yourself to the threat of identity theft, America's fastest growing crime. Using your name, date of birth, and social security number, thieves can get a driver's license or credit card in your name and run up thousands of dollars in fraudulent charges. It could take up to 12 months before you'll even know if you're a victim. And by that time, the damage done to your credit can prevent you from getting a loan or even a job. You can't always prevent identity theft, but you can minimize the risk with Identity Guard. Identity Guard checks your credit files every business day and alerts you to possible fraud. If you suspect fraud, our Fraud Resource Center can help. Call now for our special introductory rate of just $19.95 for the first 3 months. After that, you'll be charged $9.99 per month. Call 800-203-2400. That's 800-203-2400 for Identity Guard.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, right here. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dean Enright.
I'm Bob Linson.
And this is Soundbites. All right, you didn't like that it's Julius Caesar's birthday today. How about Henry David Thoreau? George Washington Carver? Oscar Hammerstein II? R. Buckminster Fuller? J. Thomas? Milton Berle? Oh. Bill Cosby? Richard Simmons? Cheryl Ladd? Okay. There you go. How about George Eastman? Okay, that one got him. He liked that. And before we get back to the phones, one quick bit of information. One of our very own Rochester, New York companies, Visual Horizons, will be...
And Rini.
That's right, and Rini Feingold will be on QVC to introduce Scrap Smart cover-to-cover scrapbook album on Saturday, the 26th of July.
Yeah, I heard that's really catching on big time out in the West.
Yeah, yeah,
evidently it's...
scrapbooking, big trend among hobbyists.
Yeah.
There's scrapbook magazines, websites, chat rooms, newsletters, and scrap smart cover covers.
A lot of other neat CDs for Christmas and everything else.
But I think it's very cool that they're going to be on QVC. I'm very impressed by that.
Yeah, another local company going great.
That's what we love to see.
Yep.
And of course, I don't know. I don't actually know when either Stan or Rini's birthday is, but today is the birthday of George Eastman.
Mm-hmm.
Big doing. Let's all stop over at the George Eastman house and wish him a happy birthday. He may not be home, but, you know, at least get out there and, you know, honk as you drive by, I think would work for me. our next caller is Tom from Parenton, New York. Welcome, Tom.
Hi.
What's your question?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. I have a question about peer-to-peer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a joy of having children in your household. I suddenly noticed after my son left for camp, wasn't there a peer-to-peer manager in my taskbar?
Yeah, sure.
And I don't know if I should just, like, remove peer-to-peer networking or not.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
It's simply another program, and it depends on which program he loaded.
Right.
There are a lot of legitimate uses for peer-to-peer networking.
Well,
mostly, however, it's used for stealing music.
Yeah.
And if you want to get rid of it, the best thing you can do is to figure out which program it is. Most people use Kazaa, K-A-Z-A-A. And you want to uninstall it. However, that's just the beginning of your odyssey, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Because along with Kazaa comes about maybe 3 or 4 cubic tons of spyware.
Should run Adaware.
There's a program called Adaware, which is listed on our website, soundbites.org. If you scroll down to the lower right, you'll see a link that says, "We heard a website on your show." And that will take you to Adaware. Adaware is at lavasoftusa.com. And you download the latest version of Adaware, start it up, immediately update it, and then run it. And just get rid of all the junk it finds on your system.
You'll find literally, because it'll also put in like newsnet.net and what's
100 other things.
Yeah.
There's no point in even mentioning because
there's
like a
so
million
much.
Of them. So you want to get rid of all that junk.
Now, that's what I've been doing. I've been running Adware, okay, which has been a great product.
Yeah.
You know, now, so I did have a peer-to-peer that didn't have the spyware from your website was ShareZah or something like that?
Yeah, ShareZah is basically Kazaa Lite and... ShareZah is pretty good.
Well, I didn't know if I'm removing the peer-to-peer that would affect the ShareZah or not.
That is ShareZah.
Oh, okay.
So
peer-to-peer networking.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got more going on than just ShareZah.
Yeah, multiple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get rid of all of them. Go to the control panel, go to add remove programs, and remove all the peer-to-peer you find there.
Sounds great.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
And then when your son comes home, 30 lashes and wet soup for a week.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
All right.
As opposed to dry soup,
really.
Which would probably be constituted as cruel and unusual punishment. Just add saliva. Our next caller is Wendy from Brockport. Welcome, Wendy. What's your question?
Just wondering if you had any suggestions to get rid of an old computer, probably like 14 years old, 15 years old. Don't want anything for it. Is it worth anything to anybody?
Yeah. We've got a list on our website of a number of places that you can donate computers. Matter of fact, I just sent you a new link.
Oh, did you?
I sent you an email. What is it? Habitat for Rochester or something like this. But we've got a whole list on our website of organizations that will gladly take that computer off your hands.
Okay.
All right. If you go over to our website, soundbites.org,
mm-hmm.
Scroll down on the right-hand side, and you'll see a reference to donating your old PCs.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless you for that, Wendy. That's a terrific thing. We're
going
to take a quick break to bask in the joy that is Wendy, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rob Linton, and Nina Francesco on the greatest show in the known universe, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Get ready. Get pumped up. Stop by the green.
Pet Express.
Oz is the place for real fireworks this summer. Right now, it's our amazing Coke 12-pack bonanza. Get two Coke 12-packs for $5. Now, that's really something to celebrate.
Get ready. Get pumped up. Stop at the screen.
Get ready to get even more at Hess Express. More great meals, more great deals, more of everything you're looking for. Like two Coke 12-packs for $5. No limit. Two Coke 12-packs, only $5 at Hess Express, your one-stop express shop.
Get ready. Get pumped up. Stop at the screen.
Here's another Hess Express deal so hot it's cool. Get any jumbo 44-ounce Avalanche fountain drink for only 69 cents. That's right, a big, icy, cold 44-ounce Pepsi, Coke, or Mountain Dew Avalanche fountain drink, only 69 cents. Another real deal from Hess through July 31st at participating Hess locations. Only at Hess.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store, so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra, and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
Watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
And this
And I'm Rob Winston with the mic on. There we go.
There you go.
Professional.
I thought I was only hearing you out of one ear, but then I get so confused, it doesn't really matter. Well, we had a winner for our trivia question. Yes, the fuel cell technology was developed in 1839. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. We're just now starting to play with it all over again. Our next caller, Mike, in Webster, New York. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hi, I was just wondering about pop-up windows, how you get rid of them.
Man, we get this question constantly. Pop-ups are a pain in the patoot. There are a couple of... What browser are you running?
Windows 98?
No, browser.
What is that?
Internet Explorer, probably that name.
Oh, we have Explorer.
Yeah. That's a large part of the problem.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can get a program called Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
Stopzilla.
Yeah, from stopzilla.com, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are also a number of free ones. They're listed, there's a bunch of them listed on my website,
okay.
AskNick.com, that's AskNick.com. If you go to my website on the left, you'll see a menu choice.
Okay.
One of the choices is Our News. And if you go there, you'll see a list of the pop-up killers.
Our News?
Our News.
Okay.
The letter R, News. In addition to that, you might want to consider running a different browser.
Okay.
Because both Mozilla at mozilla.org and Opera at opera.com have choices right in their setup that say, you know, don't allow pop-ups.
Right.
Done. I've been using Mozilla for most of a year now, and I haven't seen a pop-up since I started. I keep forgetting that people have trouble with them.
Mozilla.org, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Both of them are great.
Both great products.
And as a matter of fact, in Mozilla and Opera, you can also have better control over your spam in that, too.
They have a mail client. Mozilla has a mail client that comes with it, too. But you don't have to use that if you don't want to. You can just use the browser. It's a good browser. It's fast.
Okay.
It's got a lot of nice little features.
All righty.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm just writing that into the call log. We keep a little log of the calls. Our next caller is Mike from Rochester, New York this time.
Yep.
Hi, Mike. What's your question?
I've got a network diagnosis on XP.
Yeah?
I come up with unable to connect to WMI namespace Windows 32 network adapter configuration. And then I have same thing, Windows WMI namespace Windows 32 network client failed. They both failed, show failed. I was wondering if there's anything I can do about it.
Are you hooked up to like Roadrunner or DSL?
DSL on the phone line.
Yeah. Have you tried shutting the machine down, also turning off your DSL modem?
What I did was, when I first noticed it, I turned the machine off, took the card out, put it back in. And
but
I,
did you turn off the DSL modem?
Probably yes.
And then unplug them?
I unplug it, and I put it back in again, and what happened was I wasn't connected.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into the network diagnostic, and then I got this fail thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then I disconnected the network card and everything, and then put everything back in. I got reconnected, but this thing still shows it failed.
What happens if you go to, if you're running Windows XP?
Right.
If you go to start run, type CMD.
CMD.
And hit enter, it opens up a DOS window.
Right.
And in there you can type ipconfig, that's all one word, ipconfig, space, /all, and hit enter. What that will display is your IP settings. If you come up with a 169.198.yada, it means it's not talking to the network.
Okay.
And again, you might have to, you might want to try putting the, shutting the machine down, because I don't like people playing around the registry.
I don't need, I don't like.
What you might want to try doing is putting the card in a different slot.
That's what I did with it when I took it out, put it in a different slot.
Try it again, moving it to a different slot, and it might force it to, find a different IP address.
Okay.
All right. See, now, are you actually knocked off the net, or are you on the net, but you're still getting these messages?
Well, I got reconnected on the net, and I'm still getting these things posted.
Okay. But they're in the background.
Yeah, they're in the background.
You don't see them?
No.
Okay. Okay, those are those WMI messages are for the Windows Management Instrumentation.
Uh-huh.
And in this particular case, I don't know that they mean much.
Oh, okay.
Basically, what they're saying is they're trying to do something out on the network and can't.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you're still connected,
oh,
and
I thought
you're
he
still,
wasn't getting connected.
Yeah, but well, that's why I was a little confused.
Me too.
As long as it looks like it's trying to start up a second adapter of some sort.
Okay.
And you may have two adapters in that machine, like one in the motherboard and one on a card, that sort of fare. Just from this one little bit of information, I can't quite tell without looking at it. But as long as you're still connected, I wouldn't worry about those messages because I don't think they're a problem. It may also be that what's happening is it's DSL is being reestablished every time, you know, as in a redial every time you play.
Yeah, well, what happened was I had to add it in the shop, and then I got it back, and then I had some problems with it, and I brought it back. But then I wound up, this is the, it says, on the third, when I'm booting up, it says this is the third connection.
Yeah.
On the DXL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it does look like it's not a problem. As long as you're still connected, I believe that these error messages are not going to harm you.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okie doke?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Right, bye.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I don't have DSL, so I've never seen those messages. But
me neither. Well, I got it, and I've never seen them.
Yeah, yeah. Our next caller, Randy from Brockport. Welcome, Randy. What's your question?
How's it going, guys?
Peachy, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I was wondering, you were just discussing a few callers ago about the about the, like, downloading music, what do they call it, peer-to-peer or something like that. Is there any way that you can retain that but get rid of all the spyware stuff, or does that...
Yes and no. There are programs like Shareezah, which theoretically have no spyware with them. But don't forget, a lot of this, you're at the mercy of whoever you're downloading stuff from.
Yeah.
They can download a virus to you. They can download spyware to you. They can do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're basically opening up your machine to them.
Okay. So that's basically like the one that I'm using is... Is it okay to say the name? Or?
I don't care. Go ahead.
It's iMesh?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like constantly broadcasting, basically my machine's open to any downloads at any time pretty much with that?
Yeah, pretty much. What happens is that it opens at least a part of your machine to the Internet so that other people can get get programs off your computer.
Like usually my music download or upload folder, when you install the programs, usually they create a folder pointing to them and where you're downloading, and you're keeping your music for uploading. So when you run that program, yeah, you're out searching, and meanwhile, the other folks that are searching also search your machine because you've opened it up and said, well, he's got all these songs available.
Right, right.
So
okay.
And the question is, when you set it up, what area did you designate as uploadable? I have literally played around on the net and seen people's entire hard drives.
Yep, me too.
Because they just don't know any better, and they just don't set it to anything but the hard drive.
Right.
You know, I've gotten stuff off of those things that are frightening. I've gotten people's passwords to various things. It's terrible. They don't know what they're doing. They set it up
and
they don't know.
And everything else.
Yeah. Anything you want available, you just have to know the name of the program.
Okay, and so if I uninstall that now, I mean, that pretty much stops.
Once you uninstall it, it's done.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Okie doke. Thanks. Peer-to-peer, very clever idea, but you got to know what you're doing or else you're going to have a little trouble.
Yeah, but the other thing, though, is when you go in, uninstall things in there, too, you also should go into the MS setup and check the startup, because quite often that NewsNet and some of these other spyware programs don't get out.
Right, that's exactly right. Our next caller will be after the break. That's what that music means, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a professional. Don't try this at home. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Batavia Downs is reopening July 14th. It's winning time again.
Wanna bet? I've been around harness racing longer, but how come you win so much of the time?
It's simple. The favorite horse wins 40% of the time.
Yeah.
And 75% of the time, the favorite is in the money. So I just do a lot of betting for first, second, and third place.
Yeah, but you cash even more bets than that.
You're right. I listen to the Batavia Downs track handicapper. He's right 50% of the time. Remember the one night he picked 8 winners in a row?
Yeah.
Cheer up. We have a lot of fun at Batavia Downs with the great food and the new clubhouse. Hey, even you could win more this season.
Wanna bet?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Batavia Downs reopens July 14th.
Races start at 7:35 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Free admission, free parking, great food, great fun. Plus, the Batavia Track Handicapper picks the winner 50% of the time.
If you can't get there for the fun, go to an OTB near you for the live action.
We bet you're gonna win at Batavia Downs.
John Deere, we know what takes your breath away. No, it's not a 2-hour tug of war with a tree stump. It's the umpteenth trip you and your wheelbarrow make to and from the mulch pile. Well, say sayonara to wasted weekends. Behold the John Deere Gator utility vehicle. With its heavy-duty cargo box made of 16-gauge steel, you can now load and haul more topsoil, more boulders, more paving bricks, even more Bacchusandras, all at an 18-mile-per-hour clip. Try that with Mr. Wheelbarrow. And if you act now, you can get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator and save up to $2,000. We'll even throw in special financing offers. Saving time, saving money, saving your hamstrings. There's nothing like it, and nothing runs like a Deere. Call 1-888-MO-PROS to find your nearest dealer.
Offer ends July 25th, 2003. Financing offers subject to qualified credit on revolving plan. For personal use only, see dealer for details.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The following is an important message for America's patients, paid for by the Seniors Coalition, on behalf of the Partnership for Safe Medicines. Today, when you go to the drugstore and fill a prescription, you never think twice about whether or not that medicine is real or fake, safe or dangerous, because the FDA gold standard has protected Americans for decades. Shockingly, Congress is set to vote on changes to that safe system. This legislation would allow drugs to be imported from countries all over the world. The Department of Health and Human Services and the FDA have fought against these ideas for years. The FDA has warned that this change would open America's borders to a stream of imported prescription drugs for which the FDA cannot assure safety, effectiveness, or quality. It's one thing for a politician to risk their own life with unsafe medicines. It's another for them to risk yours. Contact Congressman Amo Houghton at 607-937-3333. Tell him to vote no on drug importation. For more information, go to www.safemedicines.org.
Many people have trouble seeing things clearly. They may see their own vision loss as an impossible hurdle, or they may see others with poor vision as helpless. And when people have difficulty seeing things clearly, they may see ABBI Goodwill as a last resort that someone else might need. I'm Dr. Paul Cato. As a low vision specialist at ABBI Goodwill, I can probably clear up a few things. Our Low Vision Center helps people see their potential every day, every week, and every year. We help hundreds of people achieve their highest level of independence by getting to know each of our clients, understanding their lifestyles, goals, and abilities. We can help maximize their remaining vision, enabling them to do what they need to do and go where they need to go. If you or someone you know wants this kind of independence, the first thing you should do is ask your doctor for a referral to ABVI Goodwill. Or call the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired Goodwill at 585-232-1111 for more information.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Oh, that was new. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Ender.
And I'm Bob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. Although it certainly didn't sound like it for a moment. I liked it. It was short, sweet, to the point. We were in, we were out, we're back. I like it. Let's keep it. Our next caller is Tom from Fairport. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. The program screen in Windows XP has gotten a little too large and has gone off the edge of my screen. Is there any way of relocating that?
Yes.
Thanks
for calling.
Huh?
Next question, please.
Do what?
Oh, I'm sorry. He wants an answer.
Oh, you actually want... No, that would be good.
Oh, the answer he wanted wasn't just, is it possible?
Yeah.
Now he wants to know how to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, actually, I guess that's...
They're demanding people. All right, right-click on your desktop, the actual background.
Yeah.
You'll see a drop-down.
On my desktop, not on the program.
Right. Now, is this one specific program?
No. I'm talking about, you know, a little green arrow down on your start screen that comes up.
Yeah.
When the screen comes up, when that program screen comes up and lists all my programs, it's now four panels wide, but it goes off the right edge of the screen.
That one. Oh.
That, yes.
The all programs thing.
Yeah.
Man, you got a lot of...
Yeah, I do.
...junk loaded.
Could probably eliminate some of them, but...
Well, here's the easiest thing to do, okay? Instead of clicking on the start button, right-click on the start button. You get a pop-up menu.
Right-click on start, yeah.
One of the choices is Explore.
Got it.
When you click Explore, what it'll do is it'll bring up a whole little window just like on any of your folders or hard drives.
Yeah, it brings up all the folders.
Right. Now you can create some folders... Go into the Programs folder.
Yeah.
You'll see all your stuff. Now you can start creating some folders like Utilities, Games.
Okay.
And start moving stuff into it.
Create a new folder and then put some of the stuff in a single folder.
There you go. You got it.
Okay.
Condensing it.
That's your easiest thing to do.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, sir. Our pleasure.
Talk to you.
Have fun. That has... People have that problem.
Big time. I mean, they just keep putting a folder after folder, and you can start, you know, minimizing a lot of that stuff and into, like you say, condensing it down into, like, a games folder.
Exactly.
Or, you know, audio stuff. I mean, there's different ways you can just trim it all down.
Right. It's just a matter of organization. But now, but the trick is knowing how to do the organization, and now he does.
Yep.
Our next caller, Doug from Waterloo, New York.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, Doug.
Hey, I downloaded a version of Norton Antivirus 2003. I've got Windows XP running. I went to install it, and I get the error 1406. Could not write value Norton Antivirus to key, /local_machine/ software slant, semantic slant, shared.
Yeah, you couldn't write to the registry. Right.
Registry, livereg.net.
Did you have Norton on there before?
I did.
All right. What happened is 10 to 1 odds, it didn't uninstall correctly.
Oh.
What you got to do is go back up to the Norton site.
Okay.
And they have a remove tool. It's NAV2003.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do some digging around, but it's a utility that you can run, and it will literally remove Norton totally off your machine.
Then you even my new download?
No, your download will still be there, the file.
Yeah.
So you can rerun that.
Okay.
So it uninstalls it and removes all
totally
the pieces.
Uninstalls it.
And then you can reinstall from that file.
And every place else.
Mm-hmm.
The uninstalling. Even if you go to uninstall, and if you were to go into the registry and do a search on Norton or Symantec,
yeah,
there are literally still many, many references to it in there.
Uh-huh.
But this NAV 2003 file will go into the registry and totally remove it. Then go ahead and double-click on the program that you downloaded to do a fresh install mm-hmm. of your Norton.
Okay.
Now, are you sure you don't have any viruses already on there?
I don't think so. Well, yeah, there you go.
Well, here's one thing that you might, after you run that NAV 2003,
right.
Also download off our website Stinger.
Oh, Stinger, okay.
And run Stinger. Stinger will check for the most recent viruses. There's like 17 of them
okay.
that it will check for.
Mm-hmm.
And just let you know whether those ones that can stop you from installing or uninstalling your antivirus programs correctly, it will get rid of those.
Okay.
All right?
I'll give
and
it a try.
And then install.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next caller, Don from Geneva. Welcome, Don. What's your question?
Hi. I got an older gateway and a Windows 98 running on it, and it's actually syncing too hard. I installed a third-party video card, and every time I boot now, the original video card is on the motherboard, and it still tries. It comes out when the computer boots. It finds that video card and says, "Do you want to install it?" And it's not really a problem. It's just annoying.
You got to go into the BIOS and shut it off.
The BIOS of the motherboard itself, the setup program.
Mm-hmm.
When you boot up, you'll usually see at the bottom of the screen something like hit Dell to enter setup or F2 to enter setup.
Right, right.
Right. In the setup program, look through the menu choices. One of them will be onboard peripherals.
Okay.
Or words to that effect.
Yeah,
they change that pretty regularly.
They move them around all over.
Right. So you have to find those, and it'll have the video, and you can simply turn off the onboard video.
Disable it.
Okay, I'll try that.
And then, of course, next time you boot, it'll ask you again, but now it should be done.
Great.
Okay, Oak?
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That's an interesting point. When you buy a motherboard nowadays, often enough you get all kinds of stuff on it, audio,
yeah.
video, everything else.
Networking, sound.
But it may not be powerful enough for you. For example, if you're a gamer, you don't want audio and video on the motherboard.
Okay.
So you buy a separate card, but now you have to remember to disable what's on the motherboard. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a conflict. Our next caller, David from Macedon, New York. Welcome, David.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Sometimes I get emails from a guy that uses Outlook, and his attachments come as winmail.dat. Winmail.dat.
Yep.
And I use Netscape because I hate Microsoft.
Yeah.
So is there any way that I can read these, or is there any way he can send these without putting them in this format?
The winmail.dat stuff is useless to anyone not using Outlook or Outlook Express.
Okay.
It is not usable information.
So it's Microsoft's way of trying to subvert the email system to their own personal use.
Or perhaps it's just a way of Windows, Microsoft having their programs talk to each other better through this little file. You can certainly look at it either way, either the second windmill on the grassy knoll or Bible of Microsoft's programming capabilities. Either way, I don't know that yours is wrong. I'm just saying that there are other ways to look at it. So the basic thing is you can just sort of ignore it and toss them. I use Eudora, and Eudora has lots of filters built into it. And what I did was I get mail fairly regularly from my beloved and favorite wife. So what happens is I have an email filter now that when mail comes in for her, it plays a sound and it turns the mail blue so I can see it more easily from her. But at the same time, since I get mail from her semi-regularly, I also have it run a little program, because one of the things you can do in Eudora is run a separate program. And that program is just a batch file that goes into my Eudora folder and deletes all the windmail.dats.
Now,
so I never see them. I don't know that you can do that in Netscape, because I don't think they have the ability to run a program inside their filter. So what you might want to do is just once a day or so go in there and delete all the windmail.dats.
Now, how can I get him to send me attachments that aren't in windmail.dat format? Because I can read things like Word documents and stuff.
Right. What he has to do is not attach them in line, but send them as attachments. And that's a setup inside Outlook.
Okay.
There's a couple of different choices. You can send things in line, you can send them as attachments, and there's a third... Maybe not anymore.
Yeah,
but those are the two. So have him change that, and it should be fine. And have him send you stuff plain text rather than HTML, and that will also help.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Sorry.
You'll be so long. Thanks. I have a definite problem with email these days. Not only do I get thousands and thousands of messages every single day, and 90% of them are spam. I probably only get 400 or 500 a day that are actual messages. But lots of people are trying to send me mail in HTML. I don't accept mail in HTML.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't accept it, because it's the easiest way to send viruses and spyware to your machine is to send it in HTML. So I have people who send me, cutesy mail with backgrounds and pictures and fonts, and I never see any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Never, and I don't care to ever see it, because it makes me crazy.
We got to give folks a homework assignment until next week.
Here's your homework assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Take out your pens and write this down.
We definitely got to come up with some ideas to celebrate our 15th birthday party, which is Labor Day weekend. So we'd like your ideas, folks. If you can, come and join us in the forums. We'll start something up there. But I'd like to hear some input and ideas from you folks. I mean, this is a big deal for us. I mean, we've been doing this now coming up, like I say, granted only our second anniversary here on Wham, but we've been doing this show and answering people's questions for coming up on 15 years. Like we say.
And we're a little tired of it, so this is your chance. Answer our questions. What do you want for the party?
Yeah. What should we do to, kick off 15 years? Like I say, we are the only ones around that can claim that we are the longest computer answering show on the air.
That's right.
Where we literally take him cold. We're not like some of these other shows where, they'll take your questions, call you back, find out your question, and then we do the research and the answers. We take them cold.
We've got 40 years of research behind us.
Bingo.
Anyway, we're done for another week. I want to thank Dave. I can rant all day and write. And Rob, don't try this at home. I'm a professional, Linton. And we'll be back here next Saturday, 12:25-ish p.m. I'm Nick Francesco. This is Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Thanks.